welcome into episode 118 of Caithness Craft Collective. I'm Louise, and today Christmas is almost here, roundup. That's pretty much it of the podcast this episode. I sponsor us for my own energy engineering business, Energy Hunt. Any links are with the show notes, so get your cup of tea or your dram. I'll let you know what crack is in Caithness this week. I'll put it down now. I've realised I've got a bell on one of my Christmas tree decorations. Actually, it was from last year's tree decoration swap, so thank you! It's been loved. I love taking out the Christmas tree decorations, and most of mine are actually handmade now.
Hello, 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 hello.
So, hello section. A sandy hello to new to me, been with me for a while now, and been with me forever listeners. I very much appreciate you taking the time, tuning in, listening, and I hope you enjoy yourselves. A sandy hello to new group members, and I think I got this right because I'm never any last episode. Flutter by Song, Lee Knits, Knitting Crazy, Electro Girl, Trist Turret, and Lydia. Random hellos are to Polly, Sue, Julia, Jane, Mel, Martha, Linda, Barbara, Mary, Debbie, Pat, Jan-Marie, Jan, and of course Paula from the Knitting Pipeline Main Retreat. I've been putting photographs for a photo book making for Mum's Christmas present. I can tell you because she doesn't really listen, or if she does, she'll not be listening until after Christmas. So, I know you're not going to spoil it, are you? No. And I've been looking at all your lovely faces and remember what a good time we had. So, I think of you all very often, and there's your random hellos. Retreat. The Caithness Craft Retreat is going to be the last long weekend of May 2015 at Jonah Groat's Natural Retreats. It's Thursday the 28th to Sunday the 31st of May. And I'm going with £125 each for bed and breakfast, with munchies through the day, based on you having one room out of three in the chalet from Thursday afternoon 2 p.m. through to Sunday morning. It still seems like a long time away, but I'll need a deposit of £50 by January the 30th, and then the remaining money is 4 weeks before the retreat. If you're unable to attend, you would get your remaining back, and if I can fill the place, you would get your deposit back on top of it. I'm holding it for 12 people, and 12 people have signed up, which is wonderful. But if you are yet interested, please do put your name down, as if you're in threes, I could have a waiting list, and there's always going to be somebody who doesn't make it. So each chalet has three rooms in, they're double beds, and unless you want to come with someone you're really close to, you would have your own room. The chalet is fully self-catered with beautiful kitchen and seating area and big TV, PlayStation, pack of cards, Monopoly board in each chalet, and we have four chalets. And in Natural Retreats complex there is a cafe that does breakfasts and lunches, and very close by there's another cafe, there's an ice cream shop. A little bit further up the road there is Sea View Hotel, where they do wonderful pub lunches and pub dinners. And of course, because it's self-catering, to save money if you're needing to, we can easily cook and use the facilities there. And if you want to go a little bit further afield, there's Wick and Thurso, both of which have got oodles of takeouts and food and shopping supermarkets. Now, to get to Caithness, you can do it a few ways. You can fly by airplane to Wick Airport from Aberdeen and Edinburgh. And whilst it's called Jonah Groat's Airport, it's like saying Heathrow or Gatwick are actually in London. It's not. It's 17 miles south of Jonah Groat's, but don't worry, I'm sure that logistics can be fixed. However, make sure that you note if the flight runs on the Sunday. You can train or bus it up to Thurso or Wick, which connects in from Inverness. And again, logistics can be arranged to ferry you back and forward to the train and the bus station. And if you're taking the girls' ferry at Louise, then we can easily collect you from there. You could take the car, obviously, and whilst the road is not single track, be aware that the road is not a motorway and it takes 2.5 hours from Inverness. And I'll kid you not, Caithness is north, not as north as the islands, but we do live at the top of Scotland. Please go to the board on Ravelry if you're genuinely interested, and if you have until Christmas to put your name down so you could get it for Christmas, crafty types, men and women too. Just 2 seconds, I'm going to check what my dogs are doing. The dogs are quite noisy in this episode, so apologies, but Quattro's got something up his nose and Buchel's just being Buchel. for you on Instagram. I think you've quite been enjoying the buckle shaming. The little brat managed to, and I don't know when he did it, because Sandy's bedroom door is normally shut. But the other day, I was sorting out Sandy's bed clothes, and then I realised that there was a book, and it was pretty much destroyed. Thankfully, it was a book that we got for 10 pence in a car boot sale, but I hadn't actually read it. It was Mr. Majika. So, we did the buckle shaming thing, and boy, did he know he was wrong. So stop now. But, and a lot of it is our fault because we don't have the door shut or something is within his reach. But for as much as you try and babysit a dog, my goodness, this thing, he's a terrier and then some. Right, so, Natalie servant competition. This is perfect Christmas timing. Natalie kindly sent me a message recently. She does this occasionally to say hello and reply to some nonsense that I've been nonsensing about on the podcast. But this time, she has news. Hold on, where's my bell? Great news! She has her ebook coming out. Ah! She said, I've got my ebook for pre-sale and I'm excited to share the news. Woo! She wants to give one away and I will put a thread on Ravelry Group which will close on the 1st of January 2015. And you have to tell us what your favourite Art Deco building is. That's Natalie's question and I totally agree. Now, my favourite Art Deco building would be the Willow Tea Room in Sauchie Hall Street, home of many a good cup of tea and lots of fancy schmancy bacon. So the book, Canadian Art Deco Knits, is a year-long subscription for 2015. You can get this via Ravelry. You'll get a new accessory pattern each month based on Art Deco architecture. For the past few years, Natalie's been visiting Canadian Art Deco buildings, taking pictures and using those pictures for inspiration for her designs. There's to be 4 lace shawls, 2 double knitting projects, a hat and a scarf. Oh, that's quite hard, I've not tried that yet. Although, your fellow Canadian Karen from the Knit One Geek 2 podcast managed to finish her Hobbit Along double knitted scarf. Stupendous job there, Karen. Hopefully Maggie will get hers finished soon too. Well beyond me. It's very, very cool. So I'm looking forward to seeing the whole... Sorry, back to Natalie. So that's, she's got 2 double knitting projects, 1 texture scarf, 5 colourwork projects, a Fair Isle hat, stranded cushion, stranded mittens, russetud mittens and hat, and a stranded cowl. The first up is the Cormier Grill shawl. This reversible lace... Yes, reversible lace shawl can be knit as a triangle, top down or bottom up, or a rectangular scarf. Its inspiration was a metal grill used in the building designed by Ernest Cormier at the University of Montreal. And you must apologise for my poor French pronunciation. Thank you very much, lovely Natalie. It sounds wonderful and long awaited. I love Art Deco and the architecture you are taking your inspiration from. Please support our designers by going and placing your order through Ravelry. And trying out for the competition entry too.
The grandma, grandma, grandma section.
Here is the mum, mum, mum section. Hi, mum.
Hello, Louise.
This is the Christmas edition of the mum, mum, mum section. I've just taken a bell off the tree.
Oh, that's good.
It's like Santa's sleigh coming down to see us. I hope you've been a very good girl this year, Grandma.
I hope so, and that means if I am, I might get a present or two.
What do you want for Christmas this year?
I'm going to get a Hoover.
Mm-hmm.
Henry.
What do you mean you are? This is only if you're a good girl.
Well, I have been good. That's from my son. He asked what I wanted, and I'm delighted because my Hoover's very old. And then from you, you asked what I wanted, and I wanted a holder for the big cone of thread and for the sewing machine.
So, I thought we'd talk to you about Christmas crafts and what you've been doing recently.
Well, I'm delighted to say I've eventually finished my duvet cover, and it's on the bed now, and it was the jelly roll, and I bought extra material down in Glasgow for the sashings and for the backing as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm delighted with it. I wasn't really keen on it when I was making it up, but I do like it I love it on my bed.
Good.
And I finished that, and I'm busy knitting. I've just got a few more rows to do to finish my shawl, and what I took to America, and quite pleased with the pattern. It's knitted up lovely with that wool.
I think it's the Invisibility Cloak shawl, isn't it? From
yes,
the Harry Potter book.
Yes, and it's the wool is part silk as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hand-dyed, and it's beautiful. I started knitting the pack I won at America.
Mm-hmm. What was that? Can you explain a bit more?
It was what Angie had put in, and it's four colours, beautiful colours when they knit up.
They are.
Two kinds of blue, like a deep, deep, deep purple, and a bonny pink.
Cerise pink.
Mm-hmm. And it all tones in, and it's chevron, the pattern, the pattern, and it's a cardigan. And so I have gotten, it's on a round, and I've, and the rib is included, nearly. I'm nearly up to the armholes with it. And then I've made all my Christmas cards. And I thought I would never get them finished this year. I always start early, but I didn't this year. So, but I've got them finished and sent off.
Did you have a theme, or did you just do every one as it came?
Well, you bought...
Bethel!
You bought... you went off and asked you to look for some Christmas stamp.
Rubber stamp.
Rubber stamps. And you came back with a reindeer and another small reindeer and that. So, but when I came to do the reindeer, I didn't have the holder, and it was, I've got one, but it was the wrong size. So I did do four without the holder, but it was very awkward. So I just went on to do as many Christian, you know, cards.
Well, that's the reason.
Yeah, it's the season. But, and of course, I do love the sparkle and the glitter.
Oh, yeah.
I like putting that on as well. So I got, I finished them all, and I finished my small cards off, and I finished my larger cards off. So I'll have to get more for through the year, but I've still got the gold cards.
Oh, lovely.
And I enjoyed doing them. It takes days.
Oh, it does, doesn't it?
Oh, days and days. And then I like putting the paper in the centre with a verse. And I did that on everyone except for two.
Mine.
Yours. And the last one I did.
How do you do that?
Well, I find a verse, and it's a lovely verse. You had it in one of your Christmas cards, middles, and I loved it. And so I've been keeping that every year, and I got it printed off, and I scanned it this year. And
is it a fiddle?
No.
Right, good.
No. With the small cards, I could get two verses. Well, it's one verse, but on two sides of the page, on the A4.
Oh, yeah.
And then cut it to trim it to the right size. And then on the bigger ones, I had to just use the one verse and the one page. And I like putting inserts in, you know.
Is there anything else you've been crafting, let the listeners know?
Well, not really. It's just, it took all my time to make up the, finish off the duvet cover. Then I was knitting like mad. I love having a few things on, you know, my pins. And then I had to start the cards, and then I got the Christmas tree in. I had to decorate that, and yesterday was the first day I had free.
Right, so that's what you've been crafting.
Yes.
Is there anything crafty that you do particularly, apart from the cards, around Christmas time? It could be cooking, decorations, or anything in particular that you...
Well, this year, not really. In the past, I've always made wall hangings, and but this year I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
And I like making wall hangings for the children, grandchildren, you.
I am the children.
And me, of course, as mm-hmm. well. I like the wall hangings. And but this year, I didn't do one Christmas wall hanging. But, and I do like baking, but I haven't made my Christmas cake this year.
Have you not?
No.
Well, Mary Berry was on last night and she was making a Genoa Christmas cake. I couldn't eat it because it was full of nuts, but it was a light one. It meant you didn't have to leave it to stew. And the recipes are on the website, the BBC website.
I recorded
website.
The programme.
Oh, you'll enjoy that. It's a good one. So then I thought, oh, maybe I should bake. And then the feeling passed.
Well, I'd like to bake a little fruit loaf cakes.
Mm-hmm. We don't really have any sort of Christmas tradition things that we do, do we? We just like to have the same kind of dinner every year.
Yes.
Prawn cocktail, turkey with the trimmings, and either trifle or Christmas pudding.
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine Christmas without, you know, a Christmas meal.
No, it would be very different.
We've been going out for different meals, you know, with the guild and the knitting classes and that we go to. And this year, I love their salads at the hotel we usually go to, but this year I had a full Christmas dinner.
Oh,
the
did
soup,
you?
The Christmas, the turkey,
mm-hmm.
and all the trimmings, and Christmas pudding, and it was delicious.
Good, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm, it was. So I'm looking forward to having a meal here.
Mm-hmm.
It's your turn this year.
Yes, but guess who's not cooking it? Me.
Oh!
Well, after last weekend's debacle of getting all my timings wrong for the roast beef dinner, or roast chicken dinner, I was told I wasn't to do the Christmas dinner because I got it all wrong. And things were still cooking cold and just... So I'm doing Com Chef and he's doing the rest of it.
Mmm. Wow.
Some may say I was slightly devious in doing that, but others actually probably know me very well and they didn't mean to do that, just that's the way it happened. So he's taken 9 to chance. But with you and him there, I'm sure I'll actually manage to do something.
Oh, yes. Preparing the vegetables.
Yes.
And having them all organised and ready for him.
And the washing up.
Oh, yes. The setting of the table
yes.
and uh-huh. all that sort of thing. Yeah, it's a lovely time, family time.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. I look forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think all remains to be said is Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Happy Christmas to everybody. I hope everybody enjoys their holiday time. As you say in America, happy holiday.
Yeah. Because they don't all do Christmas, but they do a lot of other religious ceremonies and festivals around this time. So
yes.
You're actually just safer saying happy holidays and then that's everybody covered.
I hope you all have a happy new year too.
Mm-hmm.
All the best for 2015.
Oh, wow. All right, thank you, Mum. Although I'll have to edit out all the dog woofing. What a noise you made.
Ding dong, ding dong. Christmas is coming!
There's the main event. Christmas is coming. Now, as today stands, we have, in 2014, 1 week exactly until the big day. So how's your planning going? Have you posted your cards or bought or wrapped your presents? My Christmas cards are all made and posted. And did any of you make a wreath or a garland or the soap? This episode, I've decided to just basically dedicate it to Christmas and the last minute rush. Apologies to you if you're listening out of time and it's mid-July, or you don't celebrate Christmas. But I'm not done. I haven't done an awful lot of crafty things the past fortnight, barring that I have gotten to the sleeves of my Lush cardigan. and I have bought myself a new ironing board cover. Actually, make that two, because they were on half price in Tesco's, and I've got two ironing boards. As most of you know, I have two not as small as last year children who believe in all things Christmas. And it's the absolute mad fortnight where we have been going from Christmas party to Christmas pantomime to watching Paddington at the cinema to Christmas jumper day for raising money for Save the Children and, of course, my favourite, the Christmas school disco tomorrow night. In between that, apart from the knitting, I haven't really done much crafting worthy of anything mentioning in this episode. I've got somebody special here to tell you all about Christmas.
My name is Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you my brother is called Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
And my teacher's called Mrs. Howie.
Mm-hmm. And what are you wanting for Christmas?
A Barbie horse and a Barbie car.
Ah, and who do you ask that for?
For Santa.
Oh, have you been good this year?
Yes.
Right, we wanted to talk about to the listeners about Christmas crafting this episode.
Okay. I did a letter to Santa. Dear Santa, how is your wife? I shared my highlighter pen and helped my mum to hang my coats. I want a Barbie house and a Barbie car.
Uh-huh.
Barbie's was made 1959. And Teddy's was made 1906 from Daisy.
Now, I did notice, Daisy, there's not one please or thank you or love or kiss on that. You said that to Santa. Yeah, I think you should, because it's only polite. Now, on this page, it's got lots of pictures of Roald Briggs' snowman. And what have you done?
Colored them in.
Very nice. So what else have you been doing that's crafty for Christmas, Daisy?
I made my mum and dad a present.
What did you use? Not telling us what it was, though.
Pegs and lolly sticks. Mrs. Hurry cutted the tiny lolly sticks up to make a manger.
All right, well, we don't need to hear what it is. But you used glue. Did you use glue and glitter and stuff?
I didn't use glitter, but I used glue to stick the big lolly sticks on. I painted.
You painted, and what else did you make?
I made Christmas cards.
Mm-hmm, you made some of them. They were very nice, and you wrote them out. And what else did we do? What are these?
Hang my Christmas tree up, and I did a play.
You did. It's been a very busy couple of weeks.
Bye.
Thank you very much, Daisy. Right, off you go. I was slightly interrupted there, but I thought, don't think you'll mind too much. I was standing in Tesco, as my wont, in front of the craft magazine section, and the magic festive light bulb went off. It was red this time. I thought, oh, I know, I'll buy a magazine and talk about it. Well, there were two magazines for me. The one I bought was Your Home Christmas Made Easy 2014, only £2.99. This is from the Your Home magazine people, which is not actually a magazine I would buy, because it's not, well, my thing, but this magazine has it. Plus, it saved me trolling through Pinterest for hours and hours and hours. Although that in itself isn't a hardship. The magazine, I quite like Pinterest for hours and hours and hours. The magazine is split into five sections and it covers decorating, create it yourself, food, entertaining, stay organised and the blah 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 section at the back with the templates and the recipes and where to buy information. This, ladies and gentlemen, is how an ideal world you could do Christmas UK style eat. At the start it suggests setting up a timetable of things to do on or before each day, such as the 11th, wrap your presents, and on the 18th, make room in the kitchen. Don't see that happening. Or the 22nd, shop for essentials, as you've already got the rest of it. no, it's not going to happen either. However, as we are nearly at the big D, we can fast forward to the second half of December. And by now, we've all posted our cards second class, haven't we? Mm-hmm. Barring those two that were the wrong size and you had to put an extra big stamp on them. Yeah, that was me today. But it's gone now. We've ordered anything we wanted online and we are about to do our local shopping. I've ordered the turkey crown from the butchers. There's loads of money saving tips in this magazine. Buy cheaper brands. Budget, budget, budget. Use your loyalty card, club points in your various shops. Use the restaurant deals if you're eating out. Cash in your penny jar you've saved up all year. Avoid food waste by going to www.lovefoodhatewaste.com. It's actually quite a good site. There's ideas on making cards, giving charity gifts, wrapping it up nicely and poshly. Something I really struggle with. I saw a video online of a man wrapping a box of chocolates very quickly. So instead of putting the box in the middle of the paper and piling either side, wrapping over and folding up the sides, he put the paper on the diagonal and he started from the corner. I'll find this link on, well, it's one of those things I've been doing wrong my entire life. Moments. Oh, hey, if you've not yet made your wreath, then this one has some grand ideas, this magazine. They use cotton reels and balls of yarn. Can't believe I missed them out the last episode. Just pretend that you heard it in the last episode. And then they're setting the table, special gift ideas, making up specific hampers for the person's favourite pastime, such as if they were into painting, you put loads of painting stuff in one. Homemade gifts, baking in colours worthy of being in Wreck-It Ralph Candy World. Oh yeah. And the food for the big day and beyond. Are you going for the traditional turkey and assorted vegetables? And the Christmas pudding with cream? Yes, that's exactly what I'm going for. However, there are loads of things that you could go for if you want a goose, ham, beef. Or you could even go for an Indian in Thurso because it opens at 4:30 on Christmas Day. A great place to find suggestions and easy access to the ingredients would actually be the supermarket magazines because they push their own brands in them. And of course, they're going to have most of the stuff that they're pushing in the magazine in the shop that you're in. Obviously shop for things locally, but they do have quite good recipes in them too. Now, in the Christmas magazine, there is a fabulous section for British cheese and biscuits. I would really recommend this magazine this year if you're anyway stuck for Christmas ideas. There aren't any knitting or patterns in it, but if you have a glue gun, well, this is oodles of projects for you to get stuck in with. So the way I see it, if you haven't done it by now and it's not planned, don't panic and either buy them a voucher or go with a bottle of wine. Do not, and I cannot repeat this enough, do not cast on anything for anyone other than yourself and only because you have finished that last project this week. The week before Christmas is not the time to cast on anything for someone else as a last minute gift. If you have already been planning for it, or it's that arm knitting that is done with three strands of mega chunky yarn and made in half an hour, which actually look quite nice because I've made one, then stop. Buy them a voucher. What you could do is ask if anyone you gift to would like something made for their birthday through the year or next Christmas. And then woohoo, plan knitting. A reason. I myself have to make an R2-D2 hat for my brother-in-law's birthday, but when asked if I knit, the correct answer is, yes I do, I quite enjoy it. And from the Scottish Highlands, where it's pretty much illegal not to know how to knit. When they ask me, oh, could you just rattle up a hat or a jumper or mittens or scarf, I say, no, sorry, no. Unless, of course, it's an R2-D2 hat, and that's comedy right there. But he's never asked for anything before, so I'm going out my way for this. You're not listening to me, though, are you? What did I just say? R2-D2? You still have this crazed idea of knitting for some other people. You still want to, don't you? You sure do. You think you can have that TARDIS and zoom around the world in the next 7 days using up all every single second that you are given. It's not going to happen. Let's just see what you can achieve in a week. Crocheting is faster, people, but you could still knit. So, if you really must, think small items. Possibly fingerless gloves, or hat, or cowl. and a nice soft worsted or above weight wool. Nothing with fine grain weight. No, 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 no. Run away and keep that for your lace shawls. Or it seems to be the craze that the lovely Mary of Knitting Dish Pipeline has started is the wine corks with elf or troll hats on. They may take much less time, and I've asked Richard to save me some corks recently. Well, Mary couldn't understand why I wouldn't have loads of them anyway, but my Pinot Grigio seems to come in screw top bottles these days. And the whisky corks, they are pushback in corks, and these are not the same. It's wine bottle corks. And he likes a good bottle of Rioja. So, oh, now, whilst I remember, thank you so much to Pantoffles for sending me up beyond the Call of Duty. She sent me the same decoration that she sent off to her swap partner. It's lovely, it's on the tree, beautiful. And she sent Richard a packet of hobnobs. Believe me, they didn't last very long. So thank you, that was so kind. Right, so these little wine-based ornaments, they make cracking wee ornaments or mantelpiece interest. But you can't just give one, you have to give them in a number of three. Have you got enough corks kicking around? Maybe not. Although, if you've got lots of visitors this weekend, get drinking that wine, people. Now, in my queue, I have a couple of patterns. The Shrek Hat, Ogre My Ogre by Gunilla Leavitt, which is in chunky yarn on big needles. Comedy knitting. Then, of course, is the most recent cowl, Upstairs Downstairs by Pamela Emmons-Faisley. And she's not paying for me to do this, by the way. Although that took me a good week's knitting, I know it could be done in 2 to 3 days hard knitting, because I saw the lovely Cassandra do it at the retreat. Hello, Cassandra. You could knit a couple of kiddies' toys from the 55 Yards of Fun by Rebecca Danger of Munster's book fame. Oh, I'm talking us into it now, aren't I? However, retreat. We could make lemon curd or some Christmas chutney. Or I could even just give off some of the plum chutney or strawberry jam I made earlier this year and still have some. A couple of the other podcasters are be having a me along in Playful Day podcast, and the Knitmores have been doing a Grinch along, which is where you dinner fash and you spend the lead up and Christmas doing knitting only for yourself or not on Christmas gift knitting. They have a point. Take the hassle out and the stress. Have a Cadbury's caramel. We see people around Christmas time we really only get to see once a year. And they want to see us a shiny, happy you. Not the grouchy, this piece, I'm counting. Only 4 more repeats I still cast off you. Because, let's face it, that's not very happy you. You'll all be grand, because we've been planning this for weeks, though. It's been like eating your Brussels sprouts. You know they're good for you, but they don't really taste brilliant. But then, you find the secret recipe that makes them actually finally taste good. And this is what all the planning is about. I microwave my Brussels sprouts, and they don't taste so bad now. Whilst you're doing some of your Christmassy things, like making lemon curd, and if you can't listen to some of your favourite podcasters, why don't you put on a Christmas playlist on iTunes or Spotify? You could even buy a subscription to Spotify for someone musical Christmas. The big day will come, and ach, there's going to be the odd thing that you don't have perfect, or you have to wait for the shops to reopen to buy the appropriate size battery, etc. But don't worry about the little things. Have fun. Enjoy spending time with your friends and your family. Or hiding from your friends and your family. I wish you all a very tranquil time this Christmas. Don't sweat the small things. Take your foot off the accelerator of life. Just for a little while. So that's Christmas done. And this section shall reappear next year at the appropriate time. Of course. And not before!
Shoppy section.
If you get some money at Christmas, do go look at my shop. The shop is well stocked. Mum has made some bags. There are currently McLean, Gordon, Farquharson, Robertson, Ancient Macmillan, and a wee journal. If you feel you would like to contribute to my continued running of the podcast but get stuff back as well, then please do go visit www.etsy.com/shop/Caithness Craft.
Blah 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 section.
Thank you very much for listening. I very, very, very much appreciate you taking the time to download and then listen to me. Splaff on. Especially with my sore throat today. Hopefully next episode I will be fine. My email is katelynscraftcollective@gmail.com. I am on Ravelry at Louise Hunt, Etsy, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook as katelynscraft. And you can access the Flickr photos from LouiseG2010. Or you can go down at the bottom of the Podbean site, they're there. And it is www.katelynscraftcollective.podbean.com. The music this episode was from Bunny Sigler with Hark the Herald's Angels Sing. And it makes my heart sing the couple of times I've been at church this week. It is from www.musicalley.com where you can buy it. Thank you for listening and keep on Christmas crafting.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joy for all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the sky. Christ is born in Bethlehem.